The Lion That Ran Away. Chapter 2. The Sheep That Couldn't Find Its Way Home. This is a story that Jesus told. This foolish sheep didn't know why it got lost. It probably was its own fault. Evening was coming on, and the shepherd and all the others had gone home, and our one lost sheep was left behind. It had no idea which way to go. Perhaps it was stuck in a bramble bush and couldn't get free. When it was bleeding in fear, there was no one to hear its cry, except maybe some wolf might hear. And that would be terrible. The sun was going down, and the idea of staying out there in the wild was terrifying. Oh, if only that wonderful man who is our shepherd would just come and find me. He leads us beside the still waters, and makes us lie down in green pastures of lovely grass. I am sure he doesn't want me to be lost like this, out in the wild. But the lost sheep could do nothing to help itself. No way could it manage to find its way home. If nobody came to save it, it must die. Meanwhile, the shepherd at home is not happy. When he gets there with his 99 sheep and counts them, he realizes that one is lost. It would be terrible to leave it out there, maybe to starve or die of thirst. Or worse, be eaten by a wolf. The sun is going down, and night is coming on. He is tired from a long day of hard work. His wife is so happy to see him come home and probably tells him, "Darling husband, I am so glad to see you come home. I have cooked a lovely supper for you, just what you like. Hot soup and cornbread, all your favorite things. It's all ready, so just come." But the shepherd says, "No, darling, I can't. I have just counted my sheep and one is missing. I can't leave it out there to perish alone. I must go find it." "But dear husband, you are tired and hungry, and look, there are black clouds gathering and the sun is going down, and the wind is beginning to blow. A storm is coming up. It would be dangerous for you to go out in the dark, looking for just one lost sheep. Don't you have your 99 safe here? Are they not enough for you? Why risk your life for one?" "Oh, I could never sleep tonight, and I could never enjoy my good supper, thinking about that one lost sheep. It's in distress. I must go and find it." So off the good shepherd went, into the dark, stormy night. The wild storm came. The wind howled. Only by lightning flashes could he see his way. Over the crags, and down into the valleys, the faithful, loving shepherd went on. Finally he heard the faint sound of the lost sheep bleeding in the darkness, afraid. The shepherd was so happy at last to find it. Do you think he scolded it angrily? "Why have you been so careless to get lost like this? You made me miss my supper and my good night's sleep, you naughty sheep. I wish I could beat you. Serves you right. Now you must walk home." Do you think he said things like that? No, the sheep was wounded, as well as faint with hunger. The shepherd put it on his shoulders and carried it home. Heavy load back up those mountains. And when he came home, he was so happy he called his friends and neighbors and asked them to have a party with him. This was great fun. A sheep had been lost, but it was found again. Everybody wanted to join in. And it was about something far more important than one lost sheep. It is about you, and me, being lost and found. He is singing songs because he found you. Are you singing too? And wouldn't you like to spend your life helping him find some more lost sheep? We are so much like sheep, which don't know which way to go unless a shepherd guides them, and they get lost easily. And wolves love to eat them. We don't know which way to go, and we get lost easily as we wander away from Jesus. We need him with us all the way, every hour of every day. He says that. The sheep hear his voice as he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. And we know the voice of our Savior. When Satan tries to call us aside, we know that his voice is not that of our shepherd. Jesus would not be happy if we followed him only because we are scared. He is happy when we follow him because we love him. He said, "I am the good shepherd who is willing to die for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me. And I am willing to die for them." That's you and me. What's the point of this story? Jesus is not waiting for us to find him. He is not some great earthly king or president that nobody can visit, unless they get invited. Nor is he like some busy doctor in his office who never has time to go out looking for sick people to heal. Jesus searches for sick people. He is looking for us. He takes the first step. And there is one more little point in this wonderful story. The good shepherd not only looks for his lost sheep, but he keeps searching. Until he finds it. In looking for you and for me, he never gives up. Maybe there is someone you love that you are praying for. You pray and pray, but it seems that nothing happens. The good shepherd didn't stop searching. Sometimes children pray for old grandparents. They love them. But grandparents are old and don't change easily. But this story that Jesus told helps us understand. Jesus never gives up even on old people. So don't stop praying for them. Old people can change. Often we don't know what's in their hearts, but the Savior knows. And sometimes we pray for our parents, and it seems backwards, for usually parents are the ones who pray for their children. But that's good. Let children pray for their parents. Often they are lost as much as other people are lost. And remember that your prayer is in God's computer and will never be lost. Doesn't your heart say, with mine? Thank you, dear Savior, for finding me. Thank you for giving up everything in order to come and find me. And now I choose to give myself and my whole life to you, because of your great love for me.